policies, practices and procedures. A bus operator learns that several of its drivers regularly adopt the practice of pulling away sharply from bus stops before passengers have had the chance to sit down if they are able to do so. The effects of this practice is to make it unreasonably difficult for disabled people with mobility difficulties to use its buses due to anxiety about falling. The bus operator instructs its drivers to wait, whenever possible, until passengers have found seats before pulling away from bus stops. Although it may not always be possible to achieve this, for example, if the bus is crowded, if the bus operator ensures that its drivers adopt this practice as a matter of policy whenever it is possible to do so, this is likely to be a reasonable step for the bus operator to have to take. A coach operator has a policy of allowing only one piece of luggage per passenger to be stowed in the hold of its coaches. A disabled wheelchair user has a suitcase with her. Since she is able to transfer to a coach seat, she wishes to stow her folding wheelchair, as well as her suitcase, in the hold. However, the coach operator decides that the wheelchair constitutes a piece of luggage and refuses to allow the stowage of both items in the hold. The effect of this refusal is to make the journey impossible for the disabled wheelchair user, since there is insufficient room for either item in the body of the coach. The express coach operator's failure to amend its luggage policy is likely to be unlawful. A breakdown recovery operator has a policy of not allowing dogs in its vehicles. In cases where it is necessary for a broken down vehicle to be towed from the scene by a representative of the breakdown recovery operator, the procedure is for occupants of the broken down vehicle to be transferred to the cab of the breakdown recovery vehicle, but for any dogs to be left in the vehicle to be towed. The no dogs policy is enforced in practice by this procedure. However, an assistance dog is trained to accompany the disabled person using it at all times, so both the dog and its owner can find a separation of this sort traumatic. In these circumstances, therefore, the policy makes it unreasonably difficult for disabled people accompanied by an assistance dog to use the breakdown recovery service. The breakdown recovery operator decides to amend its no dogs policy by allowing an exception for disabled passengers accompanied by an assistance dog. It also decides to publicise this amended policy in its promotional materials. These are likely to be reasonable steps for the breakdown recovery operator to have to take.